This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Tuesday night. Welcome in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. It's been a while since at 6:08 p.m. I was actually talking to you and getting sent to do a two-hour program. We basically did not have Sports Open Line for those 2 weeks of the holidays due to, you know, the countdown show and some other things that were going on those evenings, some holiday programming. And then yesterday we had the one-hour show starting at 7 o'clock after the coaches show. But we are here. We're back with you. We've got a full two-hour show as we are going to take you till 8 o'clock tonight. As always, if you want to join the program, you can do so multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T. Pauly on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can leave a comment in the stream and we will see those and might get to some of those as we go along through the couple hours. We've got a busy show today. We do not have a show tomorrow because of Billikens basketball. Huge game for the Billikens tomorrow night. They're going to match up against VCU on the road, one of the toughest places to play in the Atlantic 10 Conference. And that's going to be a good test, a really, really good test for SLU tomorrow night. That's a 6 o'clock start, so our pregame coverage with Rammer and Earl will begin at 5:45. So no Sports Open Line tomorrow night. So with that, our normal Wednesday conversation with Bernie Miklas has been moved up by 20. 24 hours, and we're going to talk with him in about 10 minutes. Our weekly Tuesday conversation with Hockey Amy, Amy Markscores, is going to join us at 6:35. And then next hour, we'll talk with Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4. Number of things to talk about with him, including the Figure Skating Championships here in St. Louis. A special welcome to everybody who is here for that. There's a buzz in downtown. I was just I saw that Jacob was over at Enterprise Center earlier today. Our own Maria Kina was there today. There was a media availability with Mayor Spencer and the police chief, and Jackie Joyner-Kersee was there because she just does an amazing job being out front on just about every event that has anything to do with sports that comes into St. Louis. You know, maybe we'll pull Maria Kina in for a little bit at some point if she's got time. She's working hard out in our newsroom right now, but we might see if we can pull her in at some point to talk through what was said today for the Figure Skating Championship. Such an amazing event to have in St. Louis, and it wasn't that long ago that this got announced. They put this thing together really, really quickly. And we've got the Olympics coming up in mere months, and the figure skaters who are going to be there, they are all in St. Louis right now. This is essentially the Olympic trials for Team USA, and it's really cool to have this kind of event. I always say that, you know, St. Louis is a great sports town, but when it comes to doing big events, there are very, very few cities that can hold the candle to what we do in St. Louis. We are so good in getting out and supporting big events. And we don't get our flowers for that. Like when you think about the big event sport, I was just talking about this the other day, because I think it was when I was talking with Chris and Amy on Monday. The FCS championship football game was in Nashville. And Nashville is also an incredible big event town. People that community, and that they know how to do things. Las Vegas is the same way. That's a good big event town. Everybody knows that. If you're walking the face of the earth in the United States and you're connected to the sports world, you have that idea. St. Louis is right there. St. Louis is really good at supporting these type of events when we get them, and that's why, you know, institutions like the NCAA, why the national governing bodies for different Olympic sports, why they're so connected to St. Louis. So we'll talk with Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4 a little bit about that coming up. We'll also talk through the Cardinals' move today. They made a small move, and I think that's what needs to be remembered here. This is first off the daily reminder, and I don't mean it was funny yesterday during Rush Hour Sports. I went on what was called a rant. I don't know if it was a rant, but it kind of turned into that. I didn't mean to do that, and we actually got a text message from somebody, and that individual said, man, you guys just repeat the same stuff over and over. And honestly, that texter wasn't wrong, because everything I said yesterday in that rant, I've said multiple times before. Like, there was nothing new in saying that. And I read that text and I actually thought through it. It's really tough when we talk so much baseball and it's the off season and not much has changed, and we get comments and we get, you know, questions and texts and things like that, and we address them and we say the same things. But it is, I mean, the narrative has stayed mostly the same. So I say that to say this, a reminder that it is a rebuild, and somebody bringing in Justin Brule means you are cleaning up the backside of the 40-man roster. He is replacing Zach Kent. It is a one-for-one thing. You got rid of Kent off the 40-man. You added Brule. Is Brule better than Kent? I think most people would say he would. If you're trying to view this as anything more than just upgrading the 40-man roster, the back end of it, I think you're looking at it incorrectly. That don't make too much out of a small deal where you send cash considerations for a relief pitcher. That's all it is. It's a left-hander. It sets you up. It gets another lefty on the 40-man roster. Not that he would replace JoJo Romero if Romero gets traded, but it's good to have another lefty more than anything else. He has very similar attributes to John King, so it kind of replaces John King more than anything. If it does, like, even that's a bit of a stretch at this point. But what it does do is the 40-man roster with Brule over Kent is better. Not hugely better, not franchise-altering better, but Brule greater than Kent right now, so the 40-man roster is a little bit better. And I think if you try to put any more definition beyond that to this move, I think you're incorrect in saying that. All right, we will take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk with Bernie Miklas. It's our weekly conversation with him. We're doing it on a Tuesday this week. That's up next. Don't go anywhere. You're locked in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. KMOX, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. We take you till 8 o'clock this evening. We've got, we haven't had many of these lately. We won't have it tomorrow. The Billikens have a big one tomorrow at VCU. Right now, we're very happy to welcome in a day earlier than normal, but that's all right. He is Bernie Miklas. You hear him all over here on KMOX. Of course, you can also read him and see him over at STL Sports Central. Bernie, always enjoy our conversations. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for getting me in this week been looking forward to visiting with you all day. So all right. Good to be here.
I loved your you just posted it less than a half hour ago over at STL Sports Central. You put together 26 thoughts as the Cardinals spring training nears, and we're weeks away from us assembling in Jupiter, Florida for Cardinals spring training. I really enjoyed reading this. It kind of warmed me up a little bit as we get ready. How much did you it seems a little early. It's January 6th, but it feels like this is a nice spring training primer.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of loosen up my muscles, so to speak. And it's a mixture of opinions, information, just some random thoughts, some prospect stuff. So I write stuff like that because it's kind of like my personal tribute to Peter Gammons. I was telling somebody about this earlier, when I was growing up, but even when I was a very young writer, even when I was an older writer, Peter Gammons with Boston Globe and then later ESPN, he would write this massive Sunday column, mm-hmm. baseball column. And I couldn't wait to dig into it. Because you never knew what you were going to have in there. And some people say, well, it was a really long column. But that was the beauty of it, because it was broken into like a lot of different pieces. And you just never knew what you might find under that weekly Christmas tree that he put out there. So I try to do that. I try to, I do write long sometimes. But in something like this, man, got 26 different items, and I figure, people can kind of browse and jump on whatever they want. But thanks for the compliment.
In many ways, and you still do Bernie bits on occasion at STL Sports Central, but, going back to the vintage Bernie bits and the Post-Dispatch and knowing that was going to be there every single Saturday, I think a lot of sports fans in St. Louis looked at the Saturday Bernie bits just the same way that you talk about that Gammon Sunday column.
Yeah, and I want to do the Bernie bits more often. It's just so hard to find time because it's never been a throwaway thing for me. It requires a lot of effort, which I'm happy to give. But, with all the stuff I got going on, and I'm not complaining, man. I love working. Don't get me wrong. And I love working for KMOX. It's just tough to kind of put those together the way I want to put them together. So I'm going to continue to strive to figure out a formula, though.
So
thank you.
Yeah, you bet. As towards the top, you make the predictions and people can go read all 26. There's a lot of really good stuff in here that we won't get to all of it in our short conversation here. But you do say, and I agree with you, that both Donovan and Arenado are going to be traded. You then get into some numbers on whether or not this could be an Arenado bounce back season. You quote Travis Sawchuk, who does a great job covering baseball. Yep. Used to be at The Score, now doing some stuff with MLB.com, basically saying that Arenado's already had that bounce back season. I'd love, whether it's in St. Louis or not, I would love to see Nolan Arenado have some sort of career renaissance before his career comes to an end.
And Travis is a good friend of mine, and I've really loved his work for a long time. And it's interesting because I was doing some research about, are there any players of Arenado's age who were really, really riding high and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, it just started to collapse. Did any of these guys ever recover? And the perfect example of one who did is George Springer. When I say perfect, I mean literally they're the same age. And George Springer, at age 33, had a huge season and then, I don't have this in front of me, but he had big time numbers up until like 2023, where he might have been slightly above average, and then 2024 he was considerably below average. I mean, really bad. And he just rebounded totally unexpected way. Like if you go by, you know, OPS plus or whatever, you know, he was like 66% above the league average offensively. And this is after he was below average mm-hmm. at age 34 the season before. But look, that's just one example. Many guys that sort of fall off the cliff in Major League Baseball at age 34, 35, no, they never get it back. But it's not like it hasn't happened. And the thing about it is, as Travis Sawchuk pointed out, Nolan Arenado is back at Driveline or whatever, and he's going totally into improving his bat speed again. He did that a little bit last year, before the year, but he's going deeper into it, and I think Driveline's got him working on some different things. So it'll be interesting. I was joking around in that column since you brought it up, and thank you. It'll be a situation. Wouldn't it be crazy if the Cardinals trade him? They don't get anything in terms of prospect capital, not much. And they also kick in $15 million to make the trade happen. And then Arenado goes on to have like this really long bounce back year. Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah, it'd be a lesser version of Mookie Betts, right? Trade where you don't get a whole lot back, but for different reasons. You know, last year he did the thing with the bat speed. And if you remember, right, his first month of the season, bat speed-wise, it was way, way up. And of course, I'll raise my hand on this one. We were all making a big deal of it. Yeah. And then, you know, by the time we got into June, or maybe even before that, it was kind of back to where it was previously. So whether he's in St. Louis or somewhere else, and the somewhere else is the more probable thing, he's going to start the season. His bat speed's going to be really increased again. We're going to have the low-hanging fruit takes of, oh, he's back, right, and then it's going to fall off.
Well, what you and I and Kevin Wheeler have talked about this. One of the problems with Arenado's quick start and promising start last year was that the age factor kicked in from the standpoint that he plays too much.
Yep.
And he gets beat up and he gets worn out and he's exhausted. And you're not going to have a quick bat when you're exhausted and you're sore all over. And what you and I and Wheels talked about is that, you know, at some point, like if he's in this situation in the future, Ollie Marmol simply has to give older players who are banged up and tired, he has to say, no, you're going to sit. You're going to sit for like 3 of the 4 games. We got to get you rejuvenated. But the Cardinals culture is weird in that managers have always just like, if there's a veteran player of some sort, they can do whatever they want. They give the orders to the manager, and you know they got to get away from that. Especially, it's a perfect opportunity in a rebuild. You got to set new ground rules about how you handle players that are really wiped out physically or playing hurt, and they want to do the hero ball thing. Ollie Marmol has got to set that attitude about that.
Maybe the thing that I'm most curious about through the year, and there's going to be a bunch of different things, but Bernie, I'm going to so enjoy watching the 162 games play out and watch the way things are managed, where we're going to learn, okay, Ollie did that before because that was a Mo thing, or Ollie did that because it's an Ollie thing, or Ollie's doing something different because it's a Heim thing. Like, that's going to be one of the most interesting parts of the 2026 Cardinals.
Heim Bloom, not just him, but all of the excellent analysts that he brought in and other people in his cabinet, so to speak, like Rob Serfolio and some others that are really, really smart, and they have their own ideas and they come from successful backgrounds. They're going to be giving Ollie Marmol a lot of stuff this year. Now, the fans that whine about this because they still think it's 1953 or something, offices like the Heim Blooms of the world, whether it be Andrew Friedman in L.A., all over Major League Baseball, the manager and the front office, they work together,
yeah,
and they come to a consensus, like a mutual agreement about lineup decisions or how to handle injuries. And the Cardinals are totally redoing, as you know, kind of their training and medical staff and physical performance staff too. So Chaim Bloom will have a lot of sway in terms of pointing out stuff to Ali Marmol. It doesn't mean that Ali Marmol's a puppet. People got to stop being so lazy with that. Nobody's a puppet because they work with the front office. That's baseball today. It's no longer 1964. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You gotta have a collaboration, and all the great teams have that collaboration.
I don't know if you saw this today, Bernie, but the Brewers announced changes to their coaching staff. They don't have a bench coach anymore. They have a guy who's going to be the offense and strategy coordinator, and they've got another guy who's going to be the pitching coordinator. And from what I understand, those two individuals are basically taking the front office, the things that the front office wants to do, and they'll be in communication with manager Pat Murphy, and that's how they're going to roll that through. That there's two individuals that are the conduit between baseball operations and the manager.
That's exactly the model of where, well, first of all, it's already been there to some extent, but it's going to go deeper and deeper. And I know the traditionalists will hate this. I don't, because I look at every other sport there is. The more information and specialization you can get as far as setting a proper strategy, what exactly is wrong with that? You know, or do you get, you stay stuck in the past and you get outdated and you get moldy and oldy and everything else? That's how you become the Cardinals of the last 3 years before this one, before the rebuild. Yeah, it's funny, Matt. The people that just throw tantrums over analytics and specialization and all the fancy pants numbers, I've never really understood it. First of all, I'm an old guy, but I not only accepted this stuff 10 years ago, but I love it because I've learned a lot more about baseball because of it. But I've never understood it. If you go to the dentist, don't you want the dentist to be totally up to speed on modern techniques and technology? Or do you want him? You want him to be outdated and working with less stuff that is going to make your teeth fixed or take care of your teeth? Same in the medical profession. When I was a kid, I used to walk up the hill to a guy named Dr. Lipsky. He was like 80 years old, and he was what you would call old school. But if I had a serious illness, do I want to go to Dr. Lipsky, or do I want to go to the best place I can that's got the best technology, advanced science, all of the advantages of the modern world in terms of diagnosing patients? I think I'd rather go modern. So what is it about baseball where people act like this is like the apocalypse? It's the end of the world. I've never understood that. The people that whine about it are also, you know, streaming games on television, and they're watching three or four games at one time, and they're setting up studios in their home as far as like, you know, theaters in their home for watching sports. They're taking advantage of modern technology and big changes in the culture when it comes to media. Well, yet a lot of those people will sit and moan and whine because baseball managers are getting information from analytics people. I do not understand the total contradiction and hypocrisy with that. I really don't.
He is Bernie Miklas. You hear him all over the place, including we'll have Rush Hour Sports. I think actually he's off on Friday, but he's all over on KMOX, STL Sports Central. You read him. Go check out all 26 items that he had to get you ready for spring training. It's really good at STL Sports Central. And Bernie, before we let you go, can you share with us a little bit about Saliga?
I'd love to, man. Saliga Heating and Cooling, I'm proud to represent them. You know, this Daikon Comfort Dealer, has been around serving St. Louis since now for 100 years. This is the 100th year. They opened in 1927, and generations of Saliga have taken care of incredible number of generations of St. Louis and going all the way back continuously in 1927. The Miklas family has been relying on Saliga for 18 years, and I think I've got the credibility to testify because I know how great they are. Not good, I mean great. You know, if you want honesty, integrity, you want professionalism, knowledge, classiness, if you want people that are explained everything and what your choices are instead of trying to pressure you into something you're not sure about, that's not Saliga. So Saliga will work with you. They'll answer all your questions. They will explain everything, and they will help you pursue the least expensive option to fix your heating or cooling or whatever it may be. Check out the Priority Club. It's a maintenance plan to save you money by extending the life of your current equipment. But Seliga Heating and Cooling is the best, and you can find out more about the best by going to SeligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.
Back at it on KMOX. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Well, the St. Louis Blues, they're actually playing some of their better hockey of the year. And we've said it all year long, as frustrating of a year as it's been, it's always felt like, well, you know what? If they just go on a one-week run, a two-week run, they'll be where you need them to be. They've gone within 1 point of a playoff spot after some action yesterday. They're only 3 points out, but they're right there. And tomorrow night, they've got a big game in Chicago against the Blackhawks. It's time for our weekly conversation with Hockey Amy. Amy Marks, of course, who, of course, you hear on KMOX during the Chris and Amy show, but you also see her alongside of Chris Kerber with the Offside Hockey Show on Matrix Midwest. Amy joins us right now. Amy, always appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. It's a little bit of a break here for the Blues, a three-day break before they play in Chicago tomorrow night with a late puck drop. I'm getting old, Matt. The 8:30 start sounds, it may as well be midnight.
Well, your show starts early in the morning. So what time does your alarm clock go off most mornings?
This morning it was 4:45 because I did get up and run before the show. And like you said, we start on the earlier side. So, But I think even if I slept till 7, I feel like I would still be an old person complaining about an 8:45 puck drop. Because you know it's going to be like 8:45. They won't drop the puck at 8:30.
Yes. There's something about getting old and being around sports and appreciating earlier start times. Like back in the day, I'm fine with a 7 o'clock start, a 7:30.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if Cardinals start at 7:15 on Friday nights and 6:45 the rest of the night, those 7:15 starts, like, oh, my goodness, why is this so late? I'm so tired. So I'm right there with you.
Although, I know you're like this. Sports kind of breaks sports guys' bodies or body clocks. Because I know, like, Kevin Wheeler, Chris Ronji, you've been trained to be night owls, right? With
yes.
All the games?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't imagine being somebody that goes to bed at 10 and wakes up at 6 or 7. Like that just, I could not imagine that life. That is not something I've ever experienced. But I couldn't imagine waking up at 4:30 in the morning like you do. So, it's two games. The Blues have won two in a row. They're trying to look for that stinking third win in a row, which they never seemingly can get. And I'm not trying to put the cart in front of the horse, but it seems like the narrative right now is, okay, maybe this is the start of something. Are you buying into that at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
And here's why. And I'm a Blues fan, and I'm positive. But here's the thing. The goaltending steals games for you. The goaltending can allow you to win two games, maybe three games in a row, which, like you said, has been elusive for the Blues. And we've talked about that mushy middle where you've got seven teams within 3 points for that final wild card spot. But while the goaltending can tease you by stealing a game or two, goaltending can't separate you from the pack if you're not scoring goals. The Blues have to start scoring goals. If they start winning games and they're scoring more than two goals a game, then I'll have more hope and say, okay, maybe we've turned a corner here. But you think about it, Justin Falk, your defenseman, is your leading goal scorer right now. He's outscoring Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas. Kyrou could be a 40-goal scorer, but he's on pace for 17 goals right now. And so your offense really needs to turn it around. We've seen some really good stuff out of Robert Thomas lately. So I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying the ship is turning a little bit, but until your offense kicks in, I don't think the ship has turned around.
Who do you view as the top goaltender for this team right now?
So do you know, I will always go with Jordan Binnington, which I say this because Jordan Binnington plays better on a big stage than anyone. And in the league, I think, you know, Connor Hellebuck is great in the regular season, but on the big stages, in the playoffs, in the Four Nations Cup, You know, Jordan Bennington's the one with the Stanley Cup victory. He's the one with the Four Nations Cup victory. And what's really interesting is Jim Montgomery addressed this a week or two ago, that there were moments last year when Joel Hofer was outplaying Jordan Bennington. He said, but who did we go to in the playoffs? Jordan Bennington. So Joel Hofer looks awesome. He looks incredible. And I'm glad that they're able to split the workload right now. But in my mind, there's no doubt that Bennington's your number one, even if Hofer is at times outplaying him.
We're talking with Amy Markscore. She is, of course, part of Chris and Amy, and also co-host of Offside Hockey alongside of Chris Kerber. So you mentioned kind of the few days off, which they're in the middle of. And when you get into that pattern of game, single practice, game, single practice, game, single practice, a lot of times that single practice is looking forward to that next game or reacting to the previous game. Today they got that second practice of a back-to-back in between games, and they did a lot of situational stuff. They did 6-on-5 stuff. They did 3-on-3 stuff. How impactful can these types of days where you're able to work on some stuff that you don't really work on when you're in that mode of just one practice between games?
Yeah, I think it can be helpful. You know, you hear coaches talk about the cliches of details and habits and doing the right thing. I think it's a good reset. Obviously, you're not going to recreate pace of play in the NHL. So even if you're working on your power play, it's different. It's slower. It doesn't have the urgency that you would have a power play in a real game. But the Blues need to work on their power play because it's been absolutely dead. That's one of those things when you talk about the goal scoring. They're not going to separate from themselves from the pack. They're not going to grab that wild card spot if their offense doesn't start scoring and if their power play isn't productive. So I do think, to a point, Matt, it really can be helpful to reset and go over basics. You know, Jim Montgomery said something really interesting about Oscar Sundquist the other night, which was actually pretty funny. They were talking about the lineup changes and what does it take to stay in the lineup. And he talked about great habits, the details, winning one-on-one battles, when the puck stops, you stop, that if you do those things, you're not going to be pulled out of the lineup. And he said one thing about Oscar Sundquist. He said, even when he's awful and he falls 10 times in a game, at least he falls in the right place. And I was kind of laughing. Even when he's awful, he falls in the right place and he does the right thing. And it's why they rely on him so much. And so, you know, I do think to a point those off day practices can maybe help, drill those habits in a bit more.
Isn't that all we're asking for in life, all of us? When we fall, just fall in the right place.
I know, right? There's so much, there are so many analogies and metaphors for life. Like, aren't we all day-to-day in the end? You know, anytime a guy gets an injury, he's day-to-day. Yeah, we're all day-to-day, really, when you think about it.
She is Amy Markscore. Listen to her every weekday right here on KMOX 9 to noon with the Chris and Amy show. Watch her on Matrix Midwest with Offside Hockey. And you can go get that show on demand on, like, YouTube, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think the Matrix Midwest app.
Okay.
As well, I need to double check on YouTube. You actually, you caught me there, Matt. I don't know. I have it. I pull up the Matrix Midwest app because otherwise it is 32 over the air, 6 on Spectrum, but the app gives you some flexibility.
There you go. Make sure to check that out for sure. 30 minutes of in-depth hockey talk, which is really, really cool. Amy, always appreciate you taking some time with us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good, Matt. Take care.
Awesome. Very good. That's Amy Markscore from the Chris and Amy Show and from Offside Hockey. And we enjoy talking St. Louis Blues hockey with her. We'll have some more Blues talk. We'll listen into Jim Montgomery. We'll do that at about 7:35. He did speak with the media earlier today, and we'll talk more about her. He'll talk more, but we'll listen into what he had to say about the kind of the specialized practice that they had today. And also some injury updates on Nathan Walker and Dylan Holloway as well. And it's good news for each of those individuals. More of that coming up later on. We'll take one more break this hour, next hour. In addition to listening to Jim Montgomery, we'll talk with Jacob Sersosimo. And also, we're going to have a Maria Kina appearance at about 7:05 or so from the newsroom to talk about the press conference that took place today regarding the figure skating championships in town. A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. You're locked to a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Back at it as we do roll on. So in our next hour, as mentioned, we're gonna have a couple guests. Maria Kina is going to join us. Jacob Sersosimo is going to join us. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on here in St. Louis with the figure skating championships and how cool it is to have that kind of event. Just a couple baseball things before we get out of here. And when if you were listening to Rush Hour Sports, I think Kevin Wheeler alluded to Buster Olney and Jesse Rogers had an ESPN thing, and they basically both predicted that Donovan and Arenado are both going to be gone, which I agree with. I think it was Olney. I'm not sure. I think Olney brought up the fact that Kyle Sixt is here. Maybe he can help me out with this. Was it Olney who once again brought up the idea of Arenado being DFA'd, released, if they don't find a trade partner?
I didn't read the article or anything. I just saw the tweet about it, and I think it was Olney.
Yeah, he brought that up months ago.
Yeah.
And actually, so here's kind of the timeline on all this. Chaim Bloom has the press conference. He says, he's directly asked, is there a scenario where you release Nolan Arenado? Chaim says, no. Unequivocally, no. Buster Olney wrote something where he said Nolan Arenado might get released. we get to the winter meetings. We're doing our daily conversations with Haim Bloom. Haim is once again very directly asked, is there a scenario where you release Nolan Arenado? He said, no. And now we get another thing from Buster where he's saying, well, the Cardinals might release Nolan Arenado. Olney's really good. Like, I'm not trying to, I think people who listen to me know that I don't take shots at other media members. It's not my thing. We're all doing our own thing and we're trying to do the best that we can. So this is not meant to be a shot at Olney. I'm trying to figure it out because he's connected. He knows what's going on. He's a baseball insider. I don't understand. I guess that's the point I'm trying to get to right now. And I this isn't great radio, me saying, well, this person says this and this person says this, and I don't know what's true. But that's where I'm at right now, because I tend to believe Haim Bloom when he very directly states, no, Nolan Arenado is not a candidate to be released. I guess the only thing that could change this could change, because anytime like you add something to the equation, it can change everything. Is there a scenario where they don't get a trade worked out with Arenado and they end up releasing him, and then we learn that maybe the narrative changes that, well, Nolan Arenado came to us and asked for his release and we granted that. Like, that could that play out? I guess so, but I don't understand why this narrative of, well, they might release him continues to sit out there.
I mean, if you are in Haim Bloom's situation, I think we've talked about this before, you wouldn't say that you would be willing to release Arenado because that kind of loses the leverage behind it.
Yeah.
But again, you want to believe everything that comes out of his mouth. And again, Arenado saying he wants to be released is probably the best chance of that.
If it plays out that way, I don't know. I think they get a deal done. If nothing else, okay, if you release him, you have to pick up all of his money. And then he can go play for any team he wants. Well, that means he's going to have a job somewhere. It's not like he's not playing next year. So worst case scenario, you make a trade, you pick up gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs of money, because that's how much you would pick up if you were going to release him anyways. And maybe you just get a lottery ticket in exchange. Like, there's really no difference in releasing him and trading him where you pick up almost all the salary. It's a worst case scenario, but I don't think you have to release him. I think at the very least you can find a team to trade him to if you pick up almost all the salary, which I'm not sure is going to happen. It's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We do roll on as we get into the 7 o'clock hour here on KMOX, taking you until 8 o'clock. Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4 is going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. And then also later on this hour, we'll hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery play back some of what he had to say earlier today. Right now, we welcome in from the newsroom, Maria Kina. We used to do this a lot more when you were anchoring at night. And we love Michael Calhoun, of course, but good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
I was looking on TV earlier, and they were running clips from the press conference today, and I saw the KMOX mic flag. I know you were there. It was Kara Spencer, Police Chief Tracy, also Missouri Adjunct Faculty Police Chief Tracy.
Correct. Yes, which she wouldn't talk to me about.
Right. Okay.
I tried to.
Fair enough. And Jackie Joyner-Kersey was there. Who else was? Was that it? Was that the group?
No, you had Greater St. Louis, Inc., you had Explore St. Louis, you had the St. Louis Sports Commission, even retired Frank Viverito was there.
Okay.
So a lot of people came out to talk about this because it's a big deal.
It is. I was just talking about this earlier. St. Louis is really good at big deal sporting events.
Yes.
We support it. The business community supports it. People go. It's just, you know, a lot of cities are known for that ability. Like I said earlier, Nashville and Las Vegas are like the two cities that you think of are really good at that. St. Louis is just as good. Like, we can support these big events.
It is. And, you know, I talked to a law enforcement official because, you know, they were talking about crime and stuff. And he said, this isn't the first time we've supported or we've been in charge of this sort of event. They've had Busch Stadium going.
Mm-hmm.
They've had the MLS. It just escaped my mind, the name of the stadium.
Oh, City Park.
City Park, yeah. Thank you. And, of course, Enterprise, all at the same time. So they're used to big events like this. And when it's sporting, like you say, we do it really well because the chief mentioned about the Final Four, the Frozen Four, mm-hmm. and how well that had gone. They also talked about some other things that they're trying to get to for the future, including in 2030 for the U.S. championship, figure skating championship to come back. The Frozen Four maybe again. And so several things that they're working on, the sports commission.
Yeah, and there's like wrestling has been here so often. Yeah. And I know it's going a few other places now, but for a while, St. Louis was seemingly the home for NCAA wrestling every single year. And it's just on this one, too, they really didn't have very much time. They announced this, what, a year and a half ago, year ago?
Wasn't much. Maybe, yeah.
And the fact that the folks with you know the governing bodies and everything trust the people, the you know the decision makers and the stakeholders in St. Louis to pull this event off in just over a year, it says something about the reputation.
They also mentioned today about the support of Enterprise and the Blues mm-hmm. and how great they are with this and how they have been. And I don't know, did you hear the Coach Montgomery when they asked him about the figure skating?
Yesterday, yeah.
That was really cool, the things that he said.
I was talking with somebody last year. You know, something that gets lost in all this is there was a bidding process for this mm-hmm. event, and it happened not that much more than a year ago. Venue dates at arenas very often are booked out way in advance. So, you know, the St. Louis Sports Commission had to work with the Blues and had mm-hmm. to work with Enterprise Center to basically black out this group of dates for an extended amount of time while this process was going on. Not every city is going to have a venue that's okay with that because they could have awarded this to somebody else and then you could have potentially missed out on an event that would have been routed through St. Louis this weekend.
Absolutely. $28 million at least, they're figuring, probably more for businesses. $1.2 million for the city of St. Louis as far as tax revenue goes. Hmm. And Winterfest has been extended. They decided to extend it because they had the figure skaters and thousands of people coming into St. Louis. They found some money somewhere. He didn't say where, but some extra dollars. So they went ahead and they're keeping it open right on through the weekend.
That's really good. And it's the big stuff is in St. Louis at Enterprise Center, but they're using Centene as well. That's when Jim Montgomery saw him because there's been, you know, some of the youth events and things like that going on out there. So this is one of those kind of things that takes over multiple venues inside of a city.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's good all the way around for St. Louis.
I don't want to give away too much because I know you're putting together a package that's going to run, but you got the opportunity to talk a little bit with Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
First time ever, and you know, I've been reporting for quite a while, and I've never had the opportunity to interview her. Hmm. She is so kind.
She is.
So unassuming. This is the greatest female athlete. You know, I mean, when you think about it, look at what she accomplished all those years ago. She has stayed here. She continues to fight for causes. She has a Jackie Joyner-Kersee Center over in East St. Louis, which she mentioned she's going to be able to bring those kids over so that they can see what this is like. Where would they get the opportunity to see that?
Isn't that cool? I'm a big believer like in representation and being able to, you know, see it, do it.
Yes.
That sort of thing. I've got daughters and you know, my oldest daughter, when I was broadcasting college basketball, I was doing Division I women's basketball in Wisconsin. And I can tell you, just taking my daughter to those games and her seeing, you know, other women's basketball, that gave her the image to be able to see what she could potentially do moving forward if she works very hard and everything. So just the power of bringing those kids over and like not, it's East St. Louis. I'm making an assumption, but some of these kids probably are from low-income families and don't have the best family situation and things like that. What a cool thing to be able to bring them over to see this.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's exactly what Jackie Joyner-Kersee came from. Mm-hmm. I mean, she came from a very poor family as well. You know, and look at what she's gone on to do. And historically, I mean, for generations, this woman will be known not only for what she did then, but for what she continues to do for her community and for so many people.
She is at, like, we have a big event. She's there sports-wise.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is. We got NASCAR going on. She's going to be there. Like, she is, so much is asked of her to represent St. Louis and to lead the way when it comes to major events in St. Louis sports. And I don't know what those phone conversations are like, but it certainly feels like she's got a quick yes on all of them.
She's like the ambassador. And while she was standing there, because she came up and talked initially, very briefly, though. And I'm like, okay, somebody ask her a question. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to ask Jesse when you're cursed. You know, here we have an Olympian standing here. And man, she came up and started talking about it. And because what I wanted to know is, talk from an athlete standpoint, how these people are feeling, these young men and women athletes, when they go in there. You know, the next month, they're going to be in Milan.
Yeah.
I mean, and it could be the podium after that. And we'll see them come through St. Louis. Right, exactly.
There are people that are going to have gold medals around their neck who are in St. Louis right now.
That's right. And you can see them now.
Yeah.
And I mean, think about that. Because she talked about Christy Yamaguchi, how she won the Musial Award just a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have Tara Lipinski in here, Brian Boitano. So you're going to have a lot of big names here who have been very instrumental in making this field what it is.
I didn't totally realize until recently the impact of the Musial Awards, like, nationally.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was talking with Brett Phillips, and we aired the interview here on KMOX, but he's a former Major League Baseball player, played with the Rays, played with the Brewers, and he won a Musial Award a couple years ago for basically because of a relationship he had with a young woman who was fighting cancer, and it was a really good story. He's somebody who had a game-winning hit in a World Series game, and he told me the greatest honor of his life was winning the Musial Award because of the story that went along with it.
Absolutely.
It's so cool.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, Stan Musial, once again, one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And look at, I mean, and when you think about it, if somebody awarded you the Musial Award, what kind of an accomplishment is that? You have to do some really good things. It isn't like you can just get it and say, oh yeah, I won the Musial Award. Mm-hmm. It's very special.
Very cool. Maria, thanks for stopping in for
it's
a few minutes.
Good to talk to you.
That's Maria Kina from the newsroom. We'll take a break. When we come back, our friend Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4 will join us. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Very happy to welcome back onto the program. He is a friend of the program. You see him on Channel 4, also on Matrix Midwest. He's our friend Jacob Sersosimo on Twitter at Jacob Sersosimo. Jacob, always good to talk with you. How are you?
I am fantastic, Matt. How are you?
I am good. You've been on duty covering the U.S. Figure Skating Championships throughout the day. I know you've talked with a number of individuals, so I'll kind of just throw this at you, and you can take it in whatever direction you'd like to take it. What jumped out at you with all the different conversations you've had for this really big, major event here in St. Louis?
Well, I'm going to be completely candid with you. If you're talking to me a month ago about the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, I would tell you, I don't really know that much about this event coming to St. Louis. I don't think it's foreign to me or you, Matt, that we don't really cover figure skating on a day-to-day basis. But over the last month, I've had some really good conversations with the sports commission and people there and people in the figure skating community. And I've learned a ton over the last month. And being here today, it really opens your eyes. I knew this coming into today, but really talking to the figure skaters and the people a part of U.S. figure skating, just how much skill is on this U.S. team. I think in the past, yes, the United States have had really good figure skaters, but they mentioned today they don't think they've ever had the depth that they have. You're looking at the team and individuals over the last year. At the World Championships last March in Boston, there's 4 disciplines in figure skating. The U.S. won gold in 3 of them. Like, all eyes are on the United States this weekend in St. Louis when looking at what figure skaters are going to do what on the national stage. Ilja Malinin on the men's side is, he's young, but he's not even a rising star. He is a star in men's figure skating. And then you look at Alyssa Liu, who took a 2-year absence after the 2022 Olympics because she told us today she just frankly hated skating. She hated it. When she was 16 years old, she said, I'm done. I don't want to skate anymore. And then she went on a ski trip with her family in 2024 and thought, this is kind of fun. Maybe I'll go back. And then wins gold at the World Championships last year, and now is a favorite going into the Olympics as well. And then you have Tauchin Bates on the pair side, who are just an incredible pair, and won gold last year as well. So I think that's the thing that's opened my eyes the most today and over the last few weeks, is just how much skill is on the ice in St. Louis and how big of a deal this competition is in St. Louis this week for the world of figure skating coming next month.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a number of individuals who have gold medals around their neck in just a few weeks, in a month, however long it is, that are in St. Louis right now. And that's, we get enthralled with figure skating during the Olympics. If you're like that, this is a great time to see these individuals in the final event and the qualifier before they get to the Olympics.
Yeah, I think what's really unique about this is leading up to these games, and I'm having conversations with Mark Schreiber and Tim Ryan and all them at the Sports Commission, and actually did a podcast on MatrixMidwest.com. It's like a 30-minute conversation with Mark Schreiber. I'm like, hey, lay it all out there. What do we got to know about this event coming up? And the interesting part is they keep explaining it. This is like gymnastics. Remember when Simone Biles was coming up and no one really knew a whole lot about her on an international stage, and then bam, she's here. She's a world phenomenon. Everyone loves her. And now, all eyes are on Simone. She can't walk through the street anymore without somebody noticing her. They're like, this Ilja Malinin, that's how he's going to be. Come March, he walks down the street, everyone's going to know who he is. It's an Olympic event. It's just like gymnastics in that aspect, where these gymnasts worldwide, especially here in America, are a massive deal that 1.5-2 year span around the Olympics. And that is what this figure skating cycle is going to be. And then when the world gets a hold of Alyssa Liu and Ilja Malinin, and they figure out who these people are, and they show their personalities, and they go out there and place podium or whatever in Milan, it's going to be just like that, where you get to see these people right now. So it's been really fascinating, I have to tell you.
We have to see whether or not they're going to be giving some Emo's pizza. Wasn't it Simone Biles who just loved Emo's pizza? So we got to get that to some of these figure skaters.
Well, it's funny because Alyssa Liu came into her media session with us today, and someone asked the question, you know, St. Louis, thoughts on St. Louis. And she was here for a media tour 5-6 months ago during the Cardinals game. She threw out a first pitch, whatever. And she goes, someone keeps mentioning a cookie spot I got to go. I want to go try this cookie. Like, what cookies are here? They said they're really good. And the media members there, we could not think of what she was thinking of. But, yeah, it's the same thing. If you go to a local cookie joint over the next few days, you might see one of the world's best skaters there because she's been dying to try to find one of these cookie joints she wants to try.
The other, you tweeted this out a little while ago. You mentioned this when you were doing one of your hits on Channel 4. The ice is actually different than the hockey ice at Enterprise Center. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I preface this, Matt, with my college job was driving Zamboni at St. Cloud State. So I'm fascinated by ice surfaces and how they operate. So then I went to the Zamboni drivers here, and I went to the person who's in charge of the ice. I said, tell me about this ice. Is it different? They said, yes, it's actually much different. The ice is, it's not as cold, because when it's hockey, it's really firm because you want to stop on a dime. You want to be able to, the puck goes smoothly. It's a harder surface when hockey is. But these people are jumping. They're hopping around. They got figure skates on. They want it to be a softer surface. So the surface is much softer. And what I thought was the most interesting part of this whole thing is they said that NBC put microphones in the ice for the broadcast. I had no clue you could do that. I've been in the TV biz for 7 years now. I had not a clue you could put microphones in the ice. But microphones are in the ice, and it's a much softer surface now. Now, we nerded out over some weird stuff in ice, but for the most part, layman's terms, the ice is softer, and there's some technicalities that go to it, but it's really cool.
So you're a former Zamboni driver?
Yeah, that was my college job. I drove Zamboni at the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center.
That's very – I've always wanted – okay, this, I know I'm going to tell you a story, and I know I brought you on to talk to you, but I'm going to share this. I've always wanted to ride on a Zamboni, and when I was living in Colorado, we won a Zamboni ride at the Colorado Avalanche game, and they would do two Zambonis, and my wife was going to be on one, and I was going to be on the other. Well, little did we know, Joe Sakic auctioned off a Zamboni ride for that same night, so they told us only one of us got to ride on the Zamboni, and of course, I was not going to tell my wife she couldn't ride on the Zamboni. So I stood there at what was then the Pepsi Center watching my wife ride on the Zamboni. And to this day, I am bitter that I've never gotten to do a Zamboni ride.
They are fascinating machines, Matt. Like, you can change the shave of the ice and how much water you put down and the temperature and all that stuff with just a turn of a knob. Like, they're really fascinating. I have no pull here at Enterprise Center. But let's see if we can get you on one of these Zambonis for a Blues game.
If anybody out there is listening and wants to get me on a Zamboni, I will take you up on that without a doubt. Hey, before we get you out of here, we always like talking a little tennis because you host a tennis podcast. And there was some interesting news here over the last few days as Novak Djokovic, who had been part of it, actually kind of started this like breakaway players union years back, is now not going to even be part of it. It seems like this is a big deal, but something that like the mainstream sports folks don't understand. How big of a deal is this? How off-putting was it that this happened?
It's really fascinating because Novak Djokovic was one of the founders of kind of this new players association type speak for tennis. And the fascinating part about it is he was very vocal about it at the beginning. And then kind of, I don't know, from this side of the world, because everybody's in Australia right now for the Australian Open, it seemed like this kind of came out of nowhere for Novak to not be a part of this Players Association. I think why this is a big deal is because when you have the most popular person in the sport a part of something like this, it gives it some legs. And now that you don't have someone a part of it, let me put it in terms in baseball. So if Shohei Ohtani is a part of a new players association that they want to be a players association, and it's Shohei Ohtani, and it's Aaron Judge, and it's Mike Trout, and it's the largest names in baseball. And then all of a sudden, Shohei goes, nah, actually, I don't really believe in the way that this is going anymore. How seriously is Major League Baseball going to look at that now? And so that's the part that is kind of confusing now for tennis fans, is there's always been a weird part of tennis that there's the rules are different. They play in a different country every week. The rules are different when it comes to drug testing and doping and rules. And this is really technical, but they use different balls at a lot of these tournaments. And players complain about injuries. And the surfaces are faster at the U.S. Open than they are at the Australian Open. And then they go play in Acapulco, Mexico. And the surface is different in Acapulco than it's going to be in San Francisco and Beijing and Shanghai. So they've been trying to regulate this for years. And now that Novak pulls out of this players' union, there's kind of more question marks in tennis than there ever has been before. I'll give you one quick instance. Remember on this show, I believe we were talking about the doping scandal or the blood test or whatever the case may be of Jannik Sinner a year ago. Me and you were talking about it on this, and you were, how big of a deal is this, blah, blah, blah. There's not really any clear-cut answer on who's in charge of that. Like, who's in charge of the anti-doping? Who's in charge of the, you know, there's not a single way to punish someone in tennis. And players forever have been like, how come some players are getting punished for the same thing a year or 2 years, and someone else is, like, you know, Jannik Sinner is getting punished 3 months between a major? So there's not really any clear-cut answers. And so they've been trying to do that, and also Novak Djokovic goes, never mind, I'm just going to pull my name out of this hat. So right now, uncertainty just prevails in the sport of tennis, unfortunately.
This might have been the most eclectic conversation we've ever had on Sports Open Line. Figure skating, Zambonis, and Tennis Players Association news, but I loved it. Jacob Sersosimo, encourage folks to cover your follow your coverage on Channel 4 on Matrix Midwest. Follow you at Jacob Sersosimo on Twitter. Appreciate the time, and next time we have you on, we'll probably be more conventional down the line on what we talk about.
You know, my grandparents always said, never stop learning. And that's what this last month has been. So I'm glad I get to share some of that with you. Appreciate it, Matt.
You bet. Awesome. Great stuff from Jacob Sersosimo. Never stop learning. That's a good piece of advice. And we all, as a Sports Open Line community, we all spent a little bit of time learning that. I am shocked. I've known Jacob for what? Probably almost 2 years now, I think. Maybe longer than that. I don't know. Time runs away from you. I did not know that man, at one point in his life, worked as a Zamboni driver. And that's very interesting. Then that gives him, you see, you want life experiences when you come into a job. I'll tell you, so before I got the job here at KMOX, my now boss, Steve Moore, we were like emailing back and forth and texting back and forth, and he had some questions for me. And this is, you know, we're not, I'm not being, I said job. I was about to say we're not just a sports station. That sounds dismissive towards sports stations. That's not what I was doing. I've worked for sports stations. There's nothing just about it. But we're not a sports station. We're a news talk station. A lot of sports on and everything. But hopefully the host on this, whether you are a sports host or whether you're a host elsewhere in the day, the hope is that we could talk about other things beyond just sports. And I remember Steve at one point asked me a question. He's like, would you feel comfortable hosting a non-sports show? And he said, it's totally okay if the answer is no. I didn't have the job yet. It probably wasn't actually totally okay if I said no. I said yes, and there you go. So we hopefully the goal here is that we can talk about things beyond sports here at KMOX, and then even sports that are a little bit outside the outside what we normally talk about. But you know, like we just did, talking about the ice at Enterprise Center for the figure skating championships that are going to be coming up, and that is really cool about the microphone. Like, sometimes you hear stuff, you know, we'll be doing this when we're watching the Olympics here in the not too distant future. You hear things and you go, how are they getting that? What is the technology that goes along with that? And it's cool to hear that they're actually able to put microphones into the ice. I think sometimes when you get into the details, I remember talking with somebody once. He was like he was the foremost lighting guy in the world. He did all the lighting for NFL stadiums. And I think he did lighting for Olympics and things like that. And his family were part investors in a professional soccer team in Colorado. So that's how I ended up getting connected to him. And just like listening to him talk about the art of actually lighting up a venue and actually hear him like – there were some venues that they did not set up the lighting, and there was some judgment, a little bit judgmental about what he saw. So it's always cool to see the people and hear the people who do things that are pretty incredible in the technology of how we present sports, and that is part of that right there. Okay, we are going to take a break, and we will get back to, again, conventional sports, I guess you could say. Jim Montgomery spoke with the media earlier today. Blues are back in action tomorrow night when they are in Chicago against the Blackhawks. Some updates from Jim Montgomery. We'll get those next. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Get it on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We've got about 15 minutes or so left in the program as we take you till 8 o'clock tonight. When we wrap up, we are going to have our Gas House Gang replay, and that's going to be this evening from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Again, a reminder for you, we are not going to have a Sports Open Line tomorrow night. Instead, we are going to have St. Louis Billikens basketball. Well, St. Louis Blues, they're on a little bit of a run. You know, we talked to the Amy Mark scores earlier today, and I asked her, you know, do you believe this two-game spurt, this three of the last five? Now, admittedly, in that three of the last five, in the middle of it, there were a couple losses where in back-to-back games, they gave up 10 goals, including a 6-1 loss against the Avalanche. But I asked her, you know, do you believe that maybe this is the start of something? Because where they've been, and they're thanks to some other action, you know, they lose a little bit of ground. Yesterday, they were sitting just a point or so back. But when you look at the playoff positioning right now, and you kind of feel funny talking about it when you've seen what's happened all year long, but with 42 points, they're only 3 points behind the Ducks, who have 45 points. So Blues got the opportunity to practice earlier today, and Jim Montgomery met with the media. There was a couple injury updates that he did give with some players on the ice. So Nathan Walker would practice yesterday. He practiced again today, and while he's not quite ready to return, the progress is positive right now for Walker.
Not yet. No. Again, he came back today, felt great after yesterday's practice. So we put him in a spot where he would possibly be playing, and we want to see how that, again, develops till tomorrow.
How did he look out there to you?
I thought he looked really good yesterday, and today I just thought he was average.
So he's somewhat close to returning, someone who's still got a little bit of time, but it's better to see him on the ice. That would be Dylan Holloway, and he was, again, it's still very, very early on in this whole process, but the good news is Holloway is on the ice, so that at least starts the process of him potentially returning.
Oh, baby steps. Yeah. He's only 3 weeks in.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, good sign to see him out there.
Great sign. You're never going to doubt. No one's ever going to doubt his work ethic, his dedication to getting back as soon as possible. If he can be back the absolute earliest, he's going to be back the absolute earliest.
Let's get into the actual practice today, because it was back-to-back practices at home. And that, I mean, I don't want to present that as being a really rare thing. It certainly isn't. You get that during the course of the year. But very often, especially in a year like this where so many games are being fit into a short amount of time, there's more games and lesser time because the NHL is going to shut down for the Winter Olympics there for amount of time. More often than not, what's happening is you play a game and then you have a single practice between that game and the next game. And sometimes if you've got 2 days off, the team does need days off occasionally. You'll have a game, you'll have a day off, you'll have a practice, you'll have a game. But more often than not, it feels like there's just a single practice between games. And a lot of times, those practices, they're really focused on what happened in the last game, looking ahead, the things you want to work on. Sometimes more of the intricate details you're not able to get into so much. Well, when you get this second practice between games, you're able to do some things. And with today's practice, it was an opportunity for them to do some very situational work.
The 5-on-6 has happened 3 of our last 4 games, and the 3-on-3 portion has happened not recently, but we're just not good at it. So both situations, we taught video on it, so that 5-on-6 has been better. We can't score empty net goals. So we talked about having poise there, and we went over the fine details of whose pressure points are where in zone, how we want to handle pressure up ice. And then the three-on-three portion was really talking about what, and it's in the league, what is scoring goals in the league, and how are teams checking that are doing well.
So how are teams scoring?
Teams are scoring in a variety of ways. So causing turnovers from your checking would be one. Two is we call it ladder plays, whether it's in the offensive zone or defensive zone. It's where someone comes with speed behind another guy. And the third one would be bypassing two guys to create a two-on-one. And that's just off transition, two guys taking off, and the guy with the puck making a good decision.
You mentioned the fact in there that they're having a hard time scoring empty net goals. Well, what about the other side of that? What about when they are on a 6-on-5 situation? They've got the six, but they've got the empty net behind them. He feels like the team is doing a much better job at making sure that they don't give up at those empty net goals.
We're defending. It's starting to look to the eye. And when you watch it on video and you watch, our players are automatically going in the spots that they should be going. I think we can get better at it, but it's vastly improved.
So that's a step forward. Certainly something that a situation you don't want to be in that often, but a situation that if you're in it, you want to give yourself the best opportunity to tie the game up, and giving up goals in that situation, clearly not the best way to do that. All right. So going back to what we were talking about a little bit at the beginning of this segment with where this team is at right now and just their ability to win some games and possibly put themselves back in playoff position. And that's not crazy talk, even with the way this season has gone. That's not crazy talk when you look at where they were at. And you know, yesterday they were 1 point out of a playoff spot. Today they're 3 points out of a playoff spot. All you got to do is, you know, string a few wins together and you're right where you want to be. Part of that is the team playing good hockey, and it hasn't been amazing hockey, but it's been better hockey. And in fact, Montgomery would argue, and not even an argue, it's more of a feeling that he has. He says this is the best he has felt about this team in a while.
Besides some moments last year, yes. I mean, it's equivalent to it. They're giving us an opportunity. They're battling so hard that it's not a lot this year that I felt we've had puck luck, but against Montreal, I felt we had puck luck because of the way Binner was battling in the crease and the way our guys, even though we may have been beat in a pulled goalie or five-on-five situation, the way we returned to our net with a vengeance. That kind of stuff, it rewards you, and all of a sudden pucks that bounce off you and go in the net now bounce off you and they go to an area where you can clear your end.
So yeah, that's good. That's another good step. Again, if I'm stammering along as I do this, it's because I'm still pumping the brakes on where this team is going because I've watched them all year, and I know every time I've started to feel better about this team, it's been a scenario where it just hasn't played out very well. If they can find a way to win tomorrow it's going to be a bit of a hornet's nest. They're going to be walking into Chicago. That's going to be a late night game. It's going to start at 8:30 tomorrow night in Chicago. So you got to think that those Blackhawks fans, it's going to be quite the environment in their Blues Blackhawks late start, an opportunity to win a third straight. And that's just something that bluntly this team has not done a lot of. They have not won three in a row very much as this season has gone along. And even go back to last year, it seemed like they'd get that second win and then up until they went on that run late in the year, they didn't find that third win. So maybe, just maybe, you get that third win in a row and that turns into something bigger. And Montgomery did comment on just that opportunity that the team has in front of them to possibly win a third straight.
Well, I don't know. It's a common thread with last season. If you're looking at comparables, we didn't get it. And I don't know. If we get three, we get 12. Seems like, you know, so hopefully that continues, that same thread as last year.
Three, we get 12. So that's an interesting, and I mean, there's some truth to it. It feels like that wall that's up seems to be at that third win. And if you can win that third game in a row, maybe something happens there. As far as the Blackhawks go, they are largely in the same position that the Blues are in. They have one less point than the Blues. The Blues have 42 points. The Blackhawks have 41 points. The Blues have won two in a row. The Blackhawks have won three in a row. There's some similarities. The Blues have a negative 39 goal differential, which is terrible. It's the it's as bad as it gets in the NHL right now. The Blackhawks, not to that extreme, but they do have a negative goal differential at negative 16. All that being said, when you look at the Blackhawks, look at the fact that they have won some games here recently. Montgomery assesses them and the challenge that they are going to provide coming up tomorrow.
Just a team that plays, they work hard. When they're playing well, they don't beat themselves. They're beating themselves for a little while. And they're a team that executes really well on their breakouts and on their entries.
So that's Jim Montgomery. That's what he had to say earlier today. Again, they practice. They're going to have the late night game coming up tomorrow. So they'll travel into Chicago. They're probably already there. And they'll sleep there tonight. And then tomorrow night, 8:30 is when the puck is going to drop. Actually, that turns into a pretty solid St. Louis sports night tomorrow night, because the Billikens, they are going to play at 6 o'clock. We'll have that for you right here on KMOX. 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for tip off. And that's a really big game. Yeah, the Billikens, they did get a really good win in non-conference when they were able to knock off Santa Clara, but they're not going to be an NCAA tournament team on the merits of their non-conference schedule. It's not going to happen. And that's not a shot at the Billikens. That's the state of mid-major basketball right now, and the challenge that is scheduling opponents. And that's a challenge that SLU certainly had this year. But all that being said, going and getting road wins in conference, especially against good teams and tough places to play, that goes a really long way towards augmenting that resume and putting yourself in a good position. And just more importantly, for where the Billikens are at right now, just making sure that they can go out and put their game on the floor on the road against a really good team like VCU. So that game tomorrow is going to be at 6 o'clock. And then the Blues tomorrow, for those of you watching, you can listen to the Billikens, and then you can still watch the entire Blues game starting at 8:30. So you've got yourself an entire fantastic St. Louis sports night tomorrow as the Blues and the Billikens worked out that those games are essentially around the time the Billikens game is going to be ending. That's when the Blues are going to be starting. I'll be back with you tomorrow for the 5 o'clock hour leading into Billikens basketball for Rush Hour Sports. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks so much for being tuned in. We've got our Gas House Gang replay that begins after the 8 o'clock news. Talk to you tomorrow right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your
your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.